Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Niederwerter.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The Swine Health Information Center observed a significant milestone in July, celebrating its 10th anniversary. First of all, a little bit of background. Why was the Swine Health Information Center created, and what groups were involved in that original initiative?
Yes, the Swine Health Information Center was created in 2015 with funding from the Pork Chuckoff. And now SCHCC is celebrating its decade of existence and really focused on its core mission to protect and enhance the health of the U.S. swine herd by minimizing the impact of emerging disease threats. Really, from inception, SCHCC was envisioned not merely as a reactive entity, but as a proactive force, trying to anticipate animal health challenges before they're introduced into the U.S. swine herd or before they become, again, an endemic disease. We wanted to be really proactive in our activities. Recognizing the vulnerability of the U.S. swine herd to introduction of disease really occurred because of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus that came into this country and spread very quickly in 2013. There were industry leaders and researchers at the time that formulated the idea of a dedicated center that was focused solely on anticipating and mitigating these threats before they could inflict widespread damage. And it was really the foresight of the National Pork Board to form the Swine Health Information Center after PEDV was introduced because they didn't want to be faced with another disease introduction that we weren't prepared for, that we weren't aware of. And so that's really our mission and continued existence today.
What is and what makes up that mission, the mission of the Swine Health Information Center, and how has that evolved?
Yes, the SCHCC mission is to protect and enhance the health of the U.S. swine herd by minimizing the impact of emerging disease threats through preparedness, coordinated communications, global disease monitoring, analysis of swine health data, and targeted research investments. And really, that mission has stayed consistent since inception. There have certainly been different emerging diseases that have come up and occurred over the last 10 years, but that mission has really stayed steadfast.
How important has been the participation of the various partners and volunteers involved in SCHCC's efforts and the ability of those involved to share information and communicate?
Right. So SCHCC is very much far from insular in its operations. We rely on a whole really global audience, as well as many stakeholders in the U.S. with regards to pork producers, academicians, veterinarians, other swine industry organizations. We are so reliant and, again, collaborative with these organizations so that we can address the emerging challenges as quickly as they arise. We also, with the funding of the Pork Chuckoff, have been able to leverage those dollars and expand our reach by partnering with other organizations, such as the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, where this organization provides one public dollar for every one private checkoff dollar. And so really our research efforts and our activities have been able to be amplified through these types of partnerships. We also have a 9-member board of directors, which really provides the governance of the Swine Health Information Center. These directors are really integral to, again, providing input into the strategic direction. They're made up of producers and veterinarians. We also have 2 working groups that are standing groups that really provide input into SCHCC's activities, research priorities, looking at proposals and the value of each proposal to be recommended for funding. Those 2 research working groups include the Monitoring and Analysis Working Group and the Preparedness and Response Working Group. So really, we are fortunate to have so many dedicated individuals that really have assisted us in the execution of SCHCC's mission.
In terms of information sharing, what have been the biggest challenges and why? And how are those challenges being addressed?
Yes, part of our mission as a research foundation is the communication aspect. And I think that's one of the unique aspects of the Swine Health Information Center is that we have a priority to communicate effectively as quickly as possible back to pork producers, any of the research findings, any of the disease monitoring outcomes, any clinical signs that veterinarians and producers should be aware of on farm to be monitoring so that, again, we could detect, prevent, mitigate any emerging disease threat. This clear, consistent, and timely communication is really paramount for us. We think about that with on-farm disease detection, awareness, education. SHCC really tries to act as a central hub for sharing this information among producers, veterinarians, researchers, government agencies, and allied industry. We always try and provide this information where everyone has access to it. And this is through many different routes. We're always looking at how are producers receiving their information? How do we most effectively communicate? And how do we need to adapt to the trends of communication? We try and look at communications channels that are designed for maximum impact and also clarity to foster trust and collaboration across the sector. When we think about our communication routes, we have several. We have the SHCC website, which really provides a reservoir for all of the information that SHCC has generated through research outcomes, disease monitoring reports. We also provide a monthly e-newsletter that comes out the first week of every month. We put out e-blasts in between that if there's something that's more urgent that needs stakeholder awareness. We have a webinar series that tries to address any emerging threats. Again, we gather speakers that then provide a virtual webinar where anyone across the country and even globally can join. We also have a podcast called SHCC Talk, where we try and go over, again, research outcomes and relevant results. And we try and share our articles as broad as possible with regards to republication and other either state pork association newsletters or any national pork industry media events. When we think about these aspects, really, we always want to ensure that any of the knowledge that we're generating is communicated back so it can be applied on farm as quickly as possible.
How successful have SHCC's efforts been in helping enhance swine health on the farm, and what has been the significance of that?
Yeah, as we look back at the 10 years of SHCC's existence, there's really been a lot of successful activities for emerging diseases, but also for disease monitoring programs. We have developed and continued to adapt the disease monitoring programs to identify emerging disease risks, communicate those as effectively as possible, think about what type of data presentation in the disease monitoring reports provide the most actionable information for producers on farm. We've also had a priority to really broaden the reach of our requests for research proposals, because we had the thought that, you know, the more individuals in the US and other countries that are focusing their efforts on innovating for swine health and the swine industry really helps, again, the swine industry become more resilient, more healthy, as we think about more research innovation in this space. And so we had efforts to expand the network of scientists that are conducting critical swine health research that increases the competitiveness of the funding awards and really advances the innovation for pork producers for the protection of herd health. Just between 2023 to 2025, SHCC has awarded 49 research projects to principal investigators at 15 universities, 7 private companies, and 1 government entity, again, to do this relevant swine health related research. So there's certainly a lot of diversity in the researchers that are doing this work, and that brings different perspectives and, again, drives innovation.
What has been the reaction of the swine sector stakeholders to SHCC's activities, how much interest and attention has that work actually attracted, and how much support are you getting back?
Yeah, as we look at some of the aspects with regards to our communication routes, we've really seen those grow over the decade of existence, thinking about website visitors and what countries are representative for visits to the website. So the majority of visitors are in the US, but many of the visitors are from Canada and other countries throughout the world. And so we certainly are designed, and our mission is focused on the health of the US swine herd, but we're providing information that could be applied to swine health globally. We've also had significant international partnerships that have helped us develop this information for US producers. So a good example of that is our Japanese encephalitis virus research program. We developed that with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research because of the JEV outbreak that occurred in Australia. And so a lot of the partnerships that we had are with Australian researchers, veterinarians, pork producers, to learn lessons from their experience so that, again, we can enhance preparedness for the U.S.
How can anyone interested get more information?
The best resource for the Swine Health Information Center, at least initially, is to go to our website, swinehealth.org. There you can see all of the disease monitoring reports that have been produced, both domestic and globally. You can also see our research results, as well as any requests for proposals. And you can sign up for our monthly newsletter that comes out at the first week of every month.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
I think one of the aspects, as we've all been reflecting on 10 years of SCHIC's existence, is gratitude for everyone who has assisted in the mission and the activities of the center. So we've had many board members, board officers, of course, staff members, working group members, task force members, and really a big thanks to all of the pork producers who have helped support SCHIC through the pork checkoff. We would not be here without the support of those producers and all the individuals that have really believed in the mission and the critical nature of our work. And so really, as we think about and reflect on what we've been able to accomplish over the last 10 years, we know that without these individuals, we would not be able to have SCHIC and enable the execution of our mission.
And thank you very much for joining us and all the work that you've been involved in.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.